talk to us.
All right. Yeah, so that one was cover of Lovely Day by Alt J. I really love that cover. We were talking off air about, you know, what we think makes a good cover. And for me, at least, I think it's if it just sounds nothing like the original, if it's completely reimagined.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there's this Australian band called Royal Otis, and they put out a cover of Murder on the Dance Floor of Saltburn Fame. And so everyone on TikTok is freaking out about it, but it sounds like too much like the original for me, in my personal opinion. But then you have something like that and it's fantastic, you know.
Yeah,
even something like, you know, Beyonce's cover or rendition of Jolene, where it's like it's a little bit different.
I still have not listened to that.
Oh my
I'm
gosh,
I'm so lame
because it's like she changes up a few more words, but it's like it's a bit more threatening,
right?
You know,
of course.
Yeah,
naturally. That was not the new Maggie, for those of you who are still confused. But we're halfway through our little shindig.
Yeah.
So just checking in. This is Crayons in the Trash. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFL, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. And listening to us yap.
Yes.
Yap is like one of my favorite, like...
Really?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite like new age like slang that like
it's so fun.
And I don't like a lot of like the whole like giving trend. I could not stand like it's giving, it's serving,
it's
like
serving radio.
Like, oh my god, I could never hear that for the rest of my life and be happy. Yeah. But yap, oh, I love yapping.
Yap is so fun.
Yap is so fun. If you do use giving and serving, please continue to do so. Live your life. I'm not here to tell you what to do.
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's free form, if you will. And I will.
And I will. It's giving free form. Yeah. Anyways, do what makes you happy.
And what makes us happy is listening to a new Maggie Rogers song.
This is Maggie Rogers. Yeah, vibes. Woo.
Standing on the edge of our old corner on Broadway, past a couple kids and all it felt like yesterday. We were holding hands and walking right down 15th Street. The wind was in my hair and you had that red flush in your cheek. Oh, and through that party, I remember seeing you. It'd been a couple years and we locked eyes across the room. You were with your new girl, oh, and I had brought a guy that I knew back in high school but was so empty inside. Cause it
Welcome back.
Welcome back. As promised a long, long time ago, here is our Maggie Rogers yap. Talk to me, AC.
Yeah. So I really do love this album. I was trying to look up lyrics to reference, but we can do that later.
Oh, I digress.
I remember like when her first single off of it came out, I was like, oh, this is really good. But then I was like, she released the track list and I was like, no, like the first single off the album was, you know, like the closing track on the album. Mm-hmm. And for some reason I was like, no, like I want like the opening and closing tracks to be like a secret, you know, I want to like listen to it for the first time the day the album drops. But I feel like I didn't need to be so precious about it. And the other one was So Sick of Dreaming, of course. Mm-hmm. Amazing song.
So good.
But yeah, I thought that it was just going to be like, you know, light and summery and fun and like, you know, growing up and whatever, but a lot of the lyrics were really hitting home in ways I did not expect. It was kind of like growing up, but then also like looking back on like past relationships, a lot of reflecting, a lot of like, there's one song called I Still Do, and I almost skipped it earlier today because I was like, ugh, it's like, it's really like slow, I don't know if I want to do that right now, but it's like, you know, we have to, it's basically her like talking to her partner being like, we have to break up because we have to both like move on and grow. It's like, oh, that's actually hitting a little close to home, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
But it's so beautiful and her songwriting is just amazing, and I think it was recorded over a very short period of time. It just kind of, you know, the way she was like sharing the process through like Instagram, which I'm really happy that she did that. That's think it's really cool.
I love it when artists do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like it and I can't wait for you to listen to
it. I'm very excited to listen to it.
Yeah.
yeah, I really like that a lot. That was my first listen to, mm-hmm. to that song. So yeah. Sweet. This next song, I found actually over spring break. This was one of my like spring break, like I'm play this on repeat.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have a song like that to get you through.
This was one of them. If any of y'all listen to Young Mister, he released an EP today. Ooh. I don't know why any of y'all would listen to Young Mister, but he's great. Go take mm-hmm. a listen. This is Trenches.
Face in the mirror and think about where I'm gonna go. Put on my red lipstick like a hero and swallow the fear down my throat. There's all music playing, I can hear my friends saying, let's dance, I can still, it's time to go. So I put on those old heel boots, they've been waiting at the bottom of the closet low. I can't behave, but I don't wanna be alone.
Hi, gang. Those last two songs were Trenches by Young Mister and Never Going Home by Maggie Rogers. More new Maggie. Woo. Okay. So off mic, we've been so AC and I are both on the board for WMFO. We love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. So much fun. There's this channel on the WMFO Discord that is connected to Last FM, and it like just keeps track of like your monthly listening or your weekly listening, and like and everybody does like a little, so everybody puts in like a little dot C, and this bot will spit out like, you know, a grid of music that you've listened to in the last month or like week. And I asked AC, I was like, AC, how does this work? Because I don't know, and I'm gonna be mortified if I put dot C in and nothing happens. The response I got back was
let's try it. I'm looking it up right now, and I think there's like a slash login.
Oh no!
I'm scared.
I'm scared. Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
Do I have to like? Where do I like, do this?
Where do I like dot log in on Discord?
Someone's gonna call in and be like, guys.
Guys, if any of the members of the WMFO board are listening right now, can you call in and tell us like at during like the like? But like also like.
Like don't, because that's embarrassing.
Don't, because that's embarrassing. But like. Like just
like I'm gonna send it in our Discord right now, like me and Gonzo struggling with Last FM.
Anyways, we're struggling on Last FM because like I think it's really cool. I love stuff like, have you ever looked at Obscurify?
Yes,
I love Obscurify because it just loves telling me that I had listened to obscure music, and I'm like, yes, I'm so indie.
Oh wait, I think you just kind of like do your like slash login,
yeah, and it does it,
and then I think you have to, yeah,
should we do it?
Slash login, I will send you a link to connect to your Last FM account. Can we like put a song on?
Oh,
and
my
then
god,
we
it just- shows you, it shows you. Oh my god, wait. Oh my, wait, it gives you confirmation before you. Oh my god, it gives you a link to connect to your Last FM. Do I remember my Last FM account? Do I have to send this in the chat?
I think we like might have to.
Ah, okay.
Okay, what if we do it together?
Three, two, one. Go.
Okay. Oh, and it says only I can see it.
Oh, that's, oh my god.
Visit site.
Can
we maybe like put a song on while we do this? Because I feel like this might take a second.
Yeah, this might gonna take a second. This is so when I was tossing on music to this playlist that we have, I just like scrolled like into my liked songs and like pulled songs that are not on any of my playlists, but I love. This song is called Emily Ivory by Guster. I hope you all enjoy.
She met a Gemini.
it's for the chance of a lifetime. She never let it go. Emily's on a vacation. She's counting her stars somewhere in Mexico.
For sure, you'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change, and though my love is great. Yeah.
All right, guys. That was I'm Like a Bird, a classic that Gonzo didn't recognize at first.
I did not recognize it first. I recognize it at the chorus, but that's like
classic.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have to head out a little bit early, but this has been so lovely. Fun. Thank you for listening to Indie Trash. I know it's full or crayons in the trash.
It's something. It's whatever you want it to be.
And now it's fully crayon or crayon.
Crayon or crayon. We're back.
Crayon or crayon.
But we'll be back sometime soon.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe next week, like maybe with like an EDM kind of moment.
Yeah. We were talking about Big Wild.
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. Honestly, I might play after.
Why the heck not? Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. And in case you were wondering, we got the Discord thing to work.
Yeah, we did. Although embarrassingly, I logged in and then had me reset my password and I had to do the login again. So I did mess it up the first time, but we're here. We made it.
Yes.
Anyways.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week.
And you're stuck with me now, which is great. C'est la vie. sweet. That was Fly Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado. This is Bright Red by Ryan Beatty.
Cry, no pain, close up, open, rainbow overhead, strawberry bright red, taste is the sweetest, honey dripping, a circle on and some lose, some win, all these satellites litter the sky. Not even we can see past these material things. Not even when it's free. Yeah. There's a million ways that this could end, and no horizons ever promised. So while I hold my baby in my arms, I'll count on God to wake us up at sunrise. Through the open door in the light, I'm watching you burn in the tide. And it's easy, easier than it's ever been. And you found a poem that I wrote that you recall, but I don't. But still, it to me once again. It said wherever we roam, just your presence is home now.
someday we'll find. I run somewhere forever. That pulls me apart, but you're always leaving me in disarray. And now the world ain't so hard, knowing this whole dream of mine. Oh, and your door's always open, and we're playing music all the time. Is home.
Alrighty, folks, those last couple songs were Calico by Ryan Beatty and Somewhere Forever by Garden Gloves. Before we continue with our last 20 minutes, I have a public service announcement for the people. Spring, summer, and fall are all terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, yellow, autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or a ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak, or, wow, I am not pronouncing things well today, or poison oak, and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands, and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Folks, thank you for staying with me through that long PSA. This next song is called Bloom by Matilda Mann. It was a favorite of mine towards the end of last year, and I haven't heard it in a while. This is Bloom by Matilda Mann.
Surprise when you open your eyes and you find there's no one to hold. Thought I could stay, but I'm just in your way, and this feeling's now getting old. Too young to make our promises made. I'll go wherever you go. Safer to stay and wait for the day, so I'll do it better alone. I'd like to stay. I'd like to stay and make it all okay.
comparing how he's shaping from his past. It's gone so fast. From kerosene and fear queens, our summertime identities don't last. No, they don't last. And as our time shrinks, I just wanna keep you in this fine space. I like you from your hair ties to your shoelace. And if it's
Alrighty, folks, those last three songs were Bloom by Matilda Mann, Getting On by Elephant Foot, small band. Go give them a listen. They do some like jazz inspired stuff. I found Getting On a lot of fun. That was also a big spring break song for me. That last song was Time Shrinks by RC Drive. I've got two more songs for you guys. That'll leave us a little short. But I'm going to get out of here. I have dinner with my boatmates. Yeah, we're racing tomorrow. Come out and watch us if you want to. So this next song is Learning How to Love by Colony House. Cheers.
They say that trust, it takes time. That it's a mountain to climb. I think that I am the reason why. Changing.
Every guy at this festival has you in their eyes. I never think about it too much, but I'm thinking tonight. And it's really annoying that I'm triggered like this, 'cause your name isn't spoken, but I'm speaking it. And I don't know why it happened, but it happened like this. My best friends are with me and I feel okay. But last time I was here I was 18. My mind is racing and I feel so strange. Last time I was here you were. Expecting you to be there when I turn to my left. We were stupid and young then, I was so in love. We were just friends riding on the line between acceptable and angering your girlfriend. My best friends are with me and I feel okay. But last time I was here I was 18. My mind is racing and I feel so strange. Last time I was here you were with me.
Okay.
You got the fireworks. If you put that in song.
I fell in love at the Orange Show Speedway, but I've never been here in my life. I think it all kind of feels like an Orange Show Speedway when you're racing headfirst towards something that'll kill you in 5 seconds flat. When I'm racing head first towards everything that I want back.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Work the goal, let's get it on.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
We're coking the dollar bill stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. Well, good morning, Captain.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
morning, Captain.